From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. We're interrupting your Marketplace Morning Report for the opening market report with Aaron Curtis. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kimberly. And unfortunately, not a lot of good news here this morning. Markets are lower here to start. Wheat and corn down considerably here this morning. Beans holding in a little bit better in comparison, but still not a great start here to the last week of June trading, and also the last week of the first half of the year as a year continues to kind of fly by here this morning. So weather continues to be mostly benign for the most part. Flooding issues still in that northwest corner of Iowa, Minnesota, and part of the Dakotas. Going to be a while before we really know what the bushel impact of that is going to be. But, you know, a little over 40 inches for some of those areas of in northwest Ohio, northwest Iowa since the first part of April. So definitely some concerns there. The rest of the Corn Belt looks like we're going to see some rains in the eastern part of the Midwest here, chance Tuesday, and then again this weekend. Temperatures are going to be pretty moderate, so that continues to put pressure on the markets overall as to whether it's not causing any, at this point anyway, cause for concern on the heat side. It looks like maybe some rain should move into the Corn Belt here again later this week. Crop ratings will be out this afternoon. Expecting corn and bean ratings to be down 2 to 3% on both sides there with some of the dry weather we saw last week. First notice day for July futures is this Friday, so we'll continue to monitor the impact what that'll have on nearby spreads and movement in the July futures contract. And then, of course, Friday we'll also see the NAS crop reports, quarterly stocks and acres reports will both be out on Friday morning Central Time, so that'll have some impact. And expect volatility to continue to increase here as we get closer to the end of the week and end of the month. Excuse me. Export inspections also out this morning. Commitment of traders report will be out this afternoon. It was delayed from Friday due to last week's holiday. As for prices, July corn at 428, that's down 7. December corn at 446, down 7 1/4. July soybeans 1161.5, up a penny. November soybeans 1116.75, down 3 1/4. July soybean meal 363.40, that's up 160. July soybean oil 43.64, that's down 30. July Chicago wheat 554.25, down 7.25. December at 594.25, that's down 5.5. July Kansas City wheat 576.25, down a nickel. July Minneapolis wheat at 604, down 7.5. Cattle on feed report leaned a little bit negative to futures here with the placements higher than expected, but cattle futures holding in there okay here this morning. June cattle 188.15 up 55, August 183.25 up 10, August feeders 257.95, that's down 42, June hogs 91.07 down 97, August hogs 87.52, that's down 180. So continue to see some weakness in prices here this morning, watching weather, and then we'll keep an eye on those crop reports here towards the end of the week, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Aaron. Have a wonderful rest of your week and a great day.